fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty howl, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! I'll Silver! Boy!
Eddie Burke gigged his tired horse along a steep and rocky trail that led to the mining town of Fowler.
Steady, boy. Take it easy.
It was high, mountainous country. Giant peaks jumbled together in broken, uneven folds. The air was thin and lifeless. Burke brought his horse to a halt.
Steady. Well, I guess I must have lost those armies that were trailing me. Ain't seen hide nor hair of them for some time. It's too close for me. Better head for the rocks. That came from the inside the trail, up ahead. I'm glad I'm packing a Winchester. If that buzzard pokes his head up, I'll...
won't do nothing, young fella.
What the...
Right behind you, son, with a gun that triggers mighty easy. Drop that rifle. Drop it. That's your way. Now I'm going to sing out, so don't get jumpy. Bill! Oh, Bill!
That you, Bert?
I've got him. He headed for these rocks just like we figured he would.
Mangy looking critter, ain't he?
What's the idea? You road agents have been dogging my trail for 2 days.
Three.
And this badge of my vest ain't exactly the brand of a road agent.
Lawman?
What'd you expect? Pick up his Winchester, Bill. Guess that was the only hardware he was carrying.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of a dodge you gents are trying to pull.
Walk over that horse of yours. You better keep your hands elevated.
Suppose you are Lawman. What are you trailing me for? What's the idea?
Well, Sam, just to keep the record straight, you're in Pico County. Have been for the last 2 miles. I happen to be the sheriff here. Name's Bert Lawrence. This is Bill Hackett, my deputy.
All of that doesn't mean anything to me.
It might, and it might not. What's your name?
Eddie Burke.
Are you sure of that? Memory ain't failing you, is it?
I ought to know my own name. I don't like armies trailing me for 3 days. Even if you are a lawman. I'm getting tired of it.
You'll get tired of it before you're through. Might even get so tired it'd be fatal. Now, what did you say your name was again?
Burke. Eddie Burke.
You heard that, didn't you, Bill? Might need your statement if he tries to deny it later on.
Yeah.
Deny it? Why should I deny my own name? What's the matter with it?
Nothing, son. Nothing, except it ain't yours.
What do you mean?
You didn't bury him deep enough.
Bury him? Who?
Eddie Burke. Should have buried him deeper after you killed him. Coyotes dug him up and he was identified.
You must be crazy. I'm Eddie Burke, and I haven't been dug up by coyotes.
Well, I don't know why I should tell you something you already know, but I got word from Sheriff Morgan over in Clayton County that you'd murdered Eddie Burke. And that you'd probably come over here and try to claim the property Burke inherited.
But I am Burke. I've got a letter from a lawyer in Fowler telling me about my uncle dying. It's right here in my pocket.
Keep your hands up. Morgan told me you stole everything Eddie Burke had when you did the killing.
I tell you, I'm Eddie Burke.
Telling that same lie over and over won't help you none. When Sheriff Morgan comes over here to fetch you back, he'll recognize you.
He sure will. He's known me for 10 years.
Then you might as well tell me your real name.
Eddie Burke.
Stubborn cuss, ain't he?
Well, we'll take him into town. Climb on your horse, son. Don't try any tricks.
But I tell you...
Because I'd just as soon pump lead into a murderer as look at him.
Now what?
Yeah, this is the best jail we've got, but I guess it's good enough to hold the killer. Hit the dirt.
I guess it won't do any good to tell you again that you're making a mistake.
Not a bit. Take the horses down to the stable, Ben.
Sure. Get up.
All right, come on. Better empty your pockets right here on the table. I don't allow prisoners to keep anything on them while they're here.
You've already got my rifle. I'm not carrying anything else except some tobacco, papers, a money belt, and a jackknife.
I'll take care of these until...
Well, congratulations, Sheriff. Bill Hack just told me you arrested the critter.
Yeah, we got him all right.
Who's he?
My name's Yates, young fella. Lawyer Yates.
Oh, you're the one who wrote me the letter.
I wrote to Edward Burke, nephew of Clement Burke.
You see, Yates, this is one of them hombres who goes online even when he knows he's beat.
Did he put up a fight, Bert? Was there any shooting?
There was no shooting because he didn't have a chance. I know how to handle varmints like him.
I'm glad you do. Everybody in this county ought to be thankful. Here's Jed Sloan. Bet he'll say the same thing.
Hello, Jed.
Got another telegraph message for you, Sheriff.
Yeah, what is it?
Description of the fellow Sheriff Morgan thinks must have murdered Eddie Burke.
Yeah, let me see it.
What'd you say, Bert?
About 5'10", medium weight, brown eyes. Yes, and hair. Carrying Burke's Winchester, riding Burke's sorrel horse.
This is him. There's no doubt about it.
Name's Bart Cole. So that's your real handle, Bart Cole.
How many times do I have to tell you? My name's Eddie Burke.
Keeps on lying. Doesn't know when his goose is cooked.
This description fits you to a T. How do you explain that?
I can't explain anything. This whole business is loco. I'm not dead. Nobody's murdered me.
The law is going to hang you. That right, Sheriff?
Looks that way. Sloan.
Yeah?
Go back to your telegraph office and send Sheriff Morgan a message saying I've arrested this varmint and that you...
What's the matter, Bert?
Who's that kid standing out there?
Kid? I don't know. You know him, Sloan?
No.
Hey, kid. What you hanging around here for? This is the sheriff's office.
Yeah, I know it is. I wanted to see the man who sends telegrams. Followed him down here from the station.
Customer for you, Sloan. You
wanted to send a telegram, is that it?
No, I don't think I do now. Here, Victor.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Are you crazy?
No. Just changed my mind, that's all. Thanks anyway. Come on, Victor.
Well, Bert... Evidently, your prisoner isn't the only person who's loco around here.
Yeah, it seems that way. All right, Bart. Head for that door over there. I've got a room with iron bars waiting for you.
My name is not Bart.
Move. Oh, Sloan, wait a minute. I want to see you before you go.
Sure.
All right, in you go. Sit down there and think a while.
The way you've roped me into this frame-up, thinking's about all I can do.
You'll make it a whole lot easier for yourself if you sort of relax and admit what you've done.
Well, Last trip, Dan. Did you send the telegram?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Something happened that made me wonder whether you'd want to send this message to Sheriff Morgan.
What do you mean?
When I got into town, the man who sends telegrams was at the sheriff's office, so I went over there.
Well?
He was talking to another man on the sheriff. They just brought in a prisoner. They were talking about how he killed Eddie Burke.
What's that? Is Eddie Burke dead?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't think you'd want to telegraph Sheriff Morgan and say you hadn't been able to trace Burke.
No, of course not. I'm glad you didn't send the message, Dan.
There's something queer about it.
Queer?
The fellow they've arrested says he's Eddie Burke.
What?
And they say somebody named Bart Cole.
That's strange.
Why would a man claim to be someone who's dead?
I don't know, Dan. He might be telling the truth.
Golly, it's too mixed up for me to figure out. But Sheriff Morgan sent a telegraph, so I...
How do you know?
I heard this sheriff, the one here in Fowler, read it.
Morgan wouldn't have asked me to trace Eddie Burke unless he... Tonto.
Uh-huh.
You know anything about the sheriff here in Fowler?
Me not know him. Him named Bert Lawrence.
If you could talk to this man they've arrested, you might be able to find
That's
out
exactly
who...
Exactly what we will do, Dan.
Yeah, but he's in jail.
And we'll get him out. At least long enough to discover who he really is.
Gee.
Tonto, isn't there a trail that circles east of town so we can get to the rear of the jail without being seen?
That's right. We ride now?
No, not yet, Kemosabe. We'll wait till after sundown.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah?
Lawyer Yates wants to talk to that varmint we've got pinned up. Take a lantern and show him the way back there.
Sure.
That isn't necessary, Sheriff. I know the way. Give me the lantern.
Be careful. He's kind of tricky.
So am I. Well, Bart, you don't look so comfortable.
Who's that? Oh, it's you, the lawyer.
What do you want?
To help you.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, that's my business. Helping people who are in trouble.
You're the one who got me into this thing. If I hadn't gotten that letter from you about Uncle Clem dying, I wouldn't have...
Now, there's no need for you to repeat that same lie. Best thing to do is to get out of here.
Sure. How?
There's a door at the back of this place. It's unlocked. And there's a horse tied to a cottonwood tree about 50 feet away.
All of which doesn't help me a bit. Those iron bars you're leaning against are... Hey, what's the idea?
I told you I wanted to help you. Here. Here's a gun. Now, out the back way.
I don't understand.
Hurry before the sheriff hears you.
Jail, Tonto.
Ah.
Gee, the moonlight makes it almost as light as day. If we could only
Wait a minute, Ben.
What's the matter?
Look, the back door is opening. A man's coming out.
What? Well, that's a fella. It's Eddie Burke.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's the one I saw today.
Wait.
Him go to horse, hitched to tree.
If that's Burke, he's evidently broken out of
hey,
jail.
Hey, sir, Bill, you get away. Bart Cole, get away.
The... I see him. There he goes.
You can nail him easy, Sheriff. His gun isn't loaded yet.
How did he know that?
What are you going to do?
That's Burke. We can't talk to him unless we keep him alive.
Oh, my arm!
Hey, that shot came from back here. Look, three outlaws and Cole's getting away.
He's heading south. We've got to catch him before the sheriff does. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Victor.
There's outlaws with him. Come on, this way.
Oh, Silver! Boy!
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
To continue our story. Urging their horses to the utmost speed, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan quickly overtook the escaping prisoner.
Wait! Pull up there!
I'm not going to! All right, I can't outrun you. This gun's no good. Oh, oh!
Oh, Silver!
Oh, Mr. Cowboy!
Oh,
I guess it's no use me trying to get
quick,
away.
Take that side trail to the left.
There's a posse right behind us. We've got to lose them.
Masked? Three of you? How come you armies are drawing cards in this game?
We'll talk about that later. The thing to do now is to get off this trail.
First I'm picked up for murder, then almost killed breaking jail with an empty gun, and now you jump.
Lead off, Tonto. We'll follow you.
Get him up.
Come on.
That's all I know about it. The Sheriff Lawrence and his deputy trail me for 3 days and then arrest me for killing myself.
You're really Eddie Burke and not Bart Cole?
I swear I am. Honest, I am.
Yes, I believe you, Eddie. That's why I helped you to dodge the posse.
I'm grateful for what you've done, even though I don't know who you are.
I'm a friend of Sheriff Morgan.
Yeah, but... I guess there's no use in me trying to figure it out.
Yes, there is, Eddie. I'm going to help you.
Where can we start? The whole thing's so mixed
up.
You
said it was Yates, the lawyer, who unlocked your cell and then gave you a gun.
An empty one. If you hadn't been there, they would have drilled me. It was a double cross.
Yes, I know. That seems as good a place as any to start.
What do you mean?
Lawyer Yates. Let's see. Tonto will go on ahead and find out where he lives. Then, a little later, we'll talk to him. Oh, Silver.
Oh, thank you.
Tonto should be some... There. Yes, he's somewhere near that row of houses. Don't make any noise. Easy, boy. Come on, Silver.
Get up.
All right, Victor.
Ooh, Silver.
Oh, boy.
Pretty big fella.
Me find house where Yates live.
Good. That's fine. Steady. Which one is it, Tonto?
Last one. End of street.
You come with me, Eddie. Tonto and Dan will wait here with the horses.
Sure. Anything you say, but...
No questions now, except the ones we're going to ask Yates. Come on. Yes, it looks like it. This is the house. Yeah, there's no light. He must be in bed.
Are you going to bust right in the front door?
No, I think one of the windows would be quicker. Come on, we'll try it. All right, let's go. Shh, quiet. Come on. Do you have a match?
Sure.
All right, strike it. No risk of light.
In here.
We'll try the bedroom. Come on.
There. That's him. Asleep.
He won't be very long. Yates.
What the?
Light that lamp.
What's this?
Sure.
Masked. An outlaw. And Bart Cole, what do you want?
The truth.
How'd you get in here? I'll call the sheriff.
The first thing you'll do is answer some questions. This gun might go off.
What do you want to know?
Why did you help Betty Burke escape from jail and give him an empty gun?
Why, I didn't...
And then yell to the sheriff so I'd be shot trying to get away.
I didn't know the gun was empty.
It doesn't make any difference now. You wrote Eddie a letter telling him his uncle had died.
Well, I wrote to Burke, not to this...
What does Clem Burke's estate consist of?
I refuse
to... Answer my question.
Just a little shack on that hill east of town.
No money?
Nothing. Just the shack, and it's not worth over $100. But this fellow has murdered the real Eddie Burke.
Your story and your actions don't make sense, Yates. Who else is behind this thing?
No outlaw can break into my house and force me... I'll get word to the sheriff! Somebody just left here.
Yes, Eddie. Now I'm beginning to understand. Quick, hand me your neckerchief. You'll see that Mr. Yates doesn't move for a while.
Now listen,
shut
you
up.
Can't...
That's what you think. Keep quiet. Now I'll use my neckerchief for a gag.
Why did he sing out like that? He must have been warning somebody.
Yes, you're right, Eddie. I think I know who it was. There. Now you'll be quiet. Come on, we'll have to hurry. Follow. Dan, did you hear someone right away from the other side of this house?
It was two men.
Steady, big fella. Come on, there's no time to lose.
Which way are we heading?
The railway station.
How do you figure that?
I may be wrong, but I don't think so. Come on, Silver.
Get up.
Come on, come on. Out.
This place is closed up. There's nobody here.
Hey, big fella. I'm afraid they beat us to it.
To what? Over there. He's asleep, too.
I hope so. Dan. Oh, Dan.
Yes, sir?
Light one of those wall lamps, Eddie.
Yeah. Hey, who's that on the bed?
I think it's a station agent. Is that right, Dan?
Yeah, but... Golly, he's dead.
Plugged through the head.
Dan, isn't he the man who brought the telegram to the sheriff this afternoon?
Sure, he's the one.
I don't get it.
The telegrams were false. When the men who left Yates' house a few minutes ago found out we were there, they came over here and killed their partner.
But who are they?
We'll find out soon enough. There's only one place they'd head for.
Where?
The shack Yates was telling us about, where your Uncle Clem lived. Come on.
Gee, this place is really deserted.
It looks that way. Steady. We'll find out for sure.
There ain't nothing here. Just a one-room shack.
And a very dirty one.
Well, Uncle Clem lived alone. Guess he wasn't very particular.
Yeah, no one could be here. We'd have seen their horses outside.
Not necessarily, Dan. They knew we were following them. They've left their horses in the brush and walked up here.
Who are you talking about?
It's Eddie.
I'm not going to worry about that. As long as I'm out of jail, that's all I care about.
There's more to it. If they know we're trailing them, this is the logical place for them to head.
Why? There's nothing here but a busted down shack.
I'm not so sure of that.
Well, why would they
want to... Wait, Dan. Yeah, I thought so. Help me move this table, fella.
What do you mean?
See? This is a trap door. There must be a cellar or something. Bring that lantern over here, Dan, so we can see. Down, all of you.
Golly.
Who's down there?
We'll soon know. Now, if I can just edge over here a little.
My hand. Buck it through the hand.
I'll mail the hombre.
There, that did it. Come up out of there, both of you. And come with your hands up.
All right. Coming. All right. Don't shoot it.
Golly, it's the sheriff.
And his deputy. Say, did you know they were down there?
I wasn't sure, but I thought it would be them.
Yeah, listen here, you outlaws. I'm the sheriff in this county.
You mean you were the sheriff? When the United States Marshal in Clayton County hears about this, you'll have a different title.
So these law dogs were double-crossing me all the time?
Ever since they picked you up and accused you of murdering yourself.
Why? What were they after?
The answer to that must be down here in this cellar. Keep them covered, Tonto.
Listen here, you can't do this.
You keep quiet.
Give me that lantern, Dan. I'll see what's down there.
Sure.
There's plenty of reason for it down here.
What the...
Eddie Burke, your uncle left you quite an estate.
You mean this shack?
I mean what's underneath it.
What?
There's a shaft down there, Eddie. And what appears to be a good-sized gold mine.
Gold mine?
Oh, gee. No wonder these fellas were trying to cheat you out of it.
Yes, the whole thing's pretty obvious now.
Well, I still don't understand all of it.
Yates knew about Clem Burke's gold mine. When your uncle died, he willed it to you. Yates worked with the sheriff here and his deputy.
Yeah, that's right. They trailed me for 3 days.
They figured they'd jail you on a murder charge. Then they told Yates to give you the empty gun, and you would be killed trying to escape.
But you stepped in and stopped that.
Exactly.
Well, how about those telegrams from Sheriff Morgan?
Evidently, they were fakes. That's why these two killed the station agent tonight. He was no longer useful.
Mm-hmm. How come they hightailed it up here?
Probably because this was the only place they could hide. Tonto, you and Eddie keep them covered until I get back. Come on, Dan. We're going to town and bring back some horses so the sheriff and his deputy can ride to jail.
Sure.
I never figured a thing like this would happen to me.
You feel good, huh?
Sure I do. But I still can't figure out why an outlaw goes to all this trouble to help a critter like me when he's never laid eyes on me before.
Oh, you make mistake.
Mistake? What do you mean?
Man who help you, him not outlaw, him Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.